Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of R R Kabel Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain from Oriental Capital, their investor relations partner. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Shri Gopal Kabra, Managing Director, and Mr. Rajesh Jain, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin this call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not guarantees for the future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I hand over the call to Shri Gopal Kabra, sir. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on our Q1 FY25 financial results discussion call. On this call, I have with me our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Jain. I am delighted to share the news that we have reported our highest-ever quarterly revenue at the start of FY25. Following a robust performance in FY24, this significant revenue growth is driven by strong volume increase, reaffirming our strong position in the industry and boosting our confidence to outperform industry growth rates. Additionally, I would like to update you on the launch of our revolutionary product in house wire segment, where we have significant presence. Our new product, Pyrex LSOH EBXL, represents a major innovation in safety standards. This product aligns with the new 2023 regulation by Central Electrical Authority, CEA, which mandates halogen-free wires for public and commercial buildings. Pyrex LSOH EBXL is perfectly positioned to meet this critical safety requirement across India's construction sector, further contributing to our growth. Looking ahead, we remain focused on both our wire and cable and FMEG segment. We are undertaking numerous strategic initiatives, including capacity addition, the introduction of high-margin products, new product launches, and the expansion of our distribution channel. These initiatives are designed to enhance our performance in the coming years. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Jain to take this call further.
Thanks, Shri Gopal Ji. As India aims to emerge as a Viksit Bharat by 2047, the resilient real estate sector has proven to be a significant contributor to this growth. Looking ahead, the real estate market is poised to make a substantial impact on India's GDP, potentially achieving double-digit contributions. This optimism is fueled by the government's strategic focus on real estate and infrastructural developments. Along with a comprehensive array of benefits for both rural and urban housing developments, these initiatives serve as a perfect cornerstone for India's emergence as a developed nation. Consequently, the growth and development of the real estate sector will greatly benefit the Indian electrical industry. Our strong business presence in the housing segment gives us the confidence in our growth trajectory. By continuously focusing on our strategic initiatives, we have cemented our position as the fourth-largest wire and cable company in India in FY24. Our commitment to innovation, capacity expansion, and the introduction of high-margin products, coupled with our efforts to deepen distribution channels, are the key drivers of our success. We believe these strategic initiatives will not only bolster our market position but also enhance our financial performance in the coming years. Now, let's discuss the financials and operational highlights of Q1 FY25. The wire and cable segment remains the cornerstone of our business, contributing 87% to our revenue. In Q1 of FY25, we recorded our highest ever quarterly revenue of approximately ₹1,808 crores, reflecting a growth of around 13% on YOY basis. This growth was driven by increased volume in our wire and cable segment, despite the challenges posed by slow economic activity due to elections, heat waves, and copper price volatility. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹95.4 crores, with the profit after tax was ₹64.4 crores. This decline was primarily due to reduction in contribution on account of raw material price volatility and an increase in advertising and other expenses. We continue to be the largest exporters of wire and cable from India, which is contributing approximately 24% of our total revenue. Now focusing on segment-wise performance, our wire and cable business recorded a revenue of ₹1,578 crores in Q1 FY25 compared to ₹1,423 crores in Q1 FY24, making a 11% growth in revenue on YOY basis. This growth is primarily attributed to approximately 13% volume growth. If you further break down this geographically, the domestic volume growth is approximately 20%, mainly coming from cables, while export business remained flat due to delay in shipments and container shortage. However, the EBIT decreased by 9.3% in Q1 FY25, reaching to ₹113 crores due to volatility in raw material prices and slowdown, particularly in domestic wires. We reiterate our guidance to improve our EBIT margins by 60 to 80 basis points in FY25, driven by increased export of value-added products and operational efficiencies. We will continue to enhance our market share and retail presence in domestic market through Project Karma. In the FMEG business segment, we achieved a revenue of ₹230 crores in Q1 FY25, representing an impressive growth of 32%. This growth was driven by volume increase mainly in fans, appliances and switches. In the quarter, we have undertaken significant advertisement campaign towards brand transition towards RR Signature. Despite higher advertising expenditure, we managed to limit losses in this segment. Our revenue growth in the FMEG segment is ahead of the industry and we anticipate achieving break-even in the next 3 to 4 quarters. This will be driven by new product launches, premiumization through our RR Signature brand and investment in distribution channels. Through Project Lakshya, we are expanding our distribution for fans and lights via field sales officers and successfully transforming into the RR Signature brand. During Q1 FY25, the company maintained its working capital days at 67, and going forward, we are working towards improving this further, demonstrating our commitment to sound financial management. Our strategic initiatives, including expanding our product categories and increasing our manufacturing capacities, have positioned us well for continued growth. The planned capital expenditure of ₹500 crores, set to be completed by March 25, will further help us to maintain our healthy volume growth targets. With this overview, I would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you for your attention and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Praveen from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So the first question is related to the volume growth. As you had mentioned that 20% of the volume growth is there in the domestic market. Can you give some indication how much is the cable contribution in this growth?
So almost 50% came from cable and 7% from wire. In domestic.
Oh, okay. And In the opening remark, you have mentioned 60 to 80 basis points improvement. So that is for the wire and cable margin profile you had indicated or overall?
This is for wire and cable segment, on year-to-year basis. On yearly basis, we are targeting to improve our margins by 60 to 80 basis points.
So in that, sir, last year we had done an EBIT margin of 8.5%, and then you are talking about 60 to 80 basis point improvement. But if I look at the first quarter where you had done in the range of around 7%, so ask rate for the next 9 months seems very high. So is it you are still sticking to that and you will achieve that?
Yes, we will try our best to achieve this margin improvement, because see what happens on quarter on quarter, always we have seen some volatility or difference in performance, but when we see collectively over 12 months, then these are achievable range.
Okay. And a second question on the realization, because if I look at copper or aluminium prices for a quarter has been on the higher side, increased, but your realization down in wire and cable. So apart from the product mix towards the cable, is there any else has changed?
Oh, see, product mix, why it is important, since we have grown more in cable, and which is mainly in aluminium. So if you see, aluminium prices are in the range of 250 rupees kg, while copper is almost 850 rupees per kg. So there is always difference between volume growth and value growth. As I indicated that in wires we have grown by 7%, while in cable its growth is almost 50%. So that will result into 11% revenue growth in compared to 13% volume growth. I hope this will explain your theory.
Yes, so only because of product mix, your realization is down, and that also resulted a contraction in the margin.
Yes.
Okay, and in the FMEG portfolio, sir, you indicated that the advertisement has increased and which again has elevated your losses. So how much is the advertisement, and as you also guiding for 3 to 4 quarters break even, so how can you give some qualitative information how you are expecting this to break even?
So particularly in this quarter also, if you see, we have grown by 31% in FMEG, and even our gross margins have increased by 1%. Further, if we consider the extra expenses of 12 crore rupees in this quarter in FMEG advertisement, in spite of that, we were able to maintain the losses to last year levels. And going forward also, since this quarter was a major advertising expenses for our brand transition, going forward when it is come to normalized level of advertising and promotion expenses, we are hope that with this kind of growth, we'll able to have that even in next 3 to 4 quarters.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from IKIGAI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. This is Rahul from IKIGAI. Sir, first question on exports. Obviously, we had export issues across all of other industries as well because of continue shorter and freight pricing. Wanted some kind of outlook on full year exports. Would you recover whatever you've lost in 1Q over the balance 9 months? Because my sense is we were targeting to grow like 20% plus for the full year. So any guidance, please?
So Rahul, what happened in particularly in this quarter, our shipment got delayed. Still we have very healthy order book and we have continuous orders, since our major exports are distribution driven and regular orders. So there is not the problem of demand. The only thing in quarter one, shipment got delayed and it got postponed to second quarter, and it may have some later effect also, but still on yearly basis, we are on line to have achieved this 20% volume growth in export as well.
Okay, perfect. So second quarter, you already seen the dispatch is done or is it still pending?
So like whatever spillover of quarter one we have covered in the month of July, but still I am not saying that the situation has become normal, but since now it will be in cycle, so so quarter two will be like not flat quarter what we have seen in quarter one, so there will be growth and it will be in the line of our yearly plan.
Got it, sir. Got it. And so, on cable and wires, again, I think domestic volumes are 20%. I think it's a pretty strong number. So lastly, going forward, in terms of how do you see domestic wire market, any sense would you like to share in terms of how the wire demand is behaving? Obviously, we all know that it's not, it's subpar and it's not up to the mark, but what's the feeling like you're getting in July?
See, when we see breakup from wire and cable perspective, then of course now cable is growing faster. In our case also, since our base is small in compared to wire, but even at industry level also, cable is expected to do better in compared to wire. And even for this year itself, it seems that cable will grow faster than wire.
Sure. So this 20% volume growth would have done domestic for first quarter. Should that be a right number for the full year as well, like overall for domestic markets?
Like this year, this quarter, like though bifurcation was 7% versus 50%, but going forward, the traction will be less. And like wire, we may expect to grow wire also at 13-14%, and maybe cable at 30%, something like that.
Okay, okay. All right, sir. And lastly, if you have the numbers, what was the operating cash flow for the quarter? Possible to share?
That numbers are not handy with me.
Okay, no problem. I'll fall back in with you. Thank you so much. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shubham Agrawal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Just one question from my side. I wanted to understand. So from what I understand, the copper pricing is generally passed on. It's passed on to the trade with a slight lag. In this period, in this quarter, we saw the prices of copper increase as well as decrease, both of which would have been passed on to the trade with a lag. I just wanted to know what actually goes and impacts the margin in a volatile time. This is not the volatility we saw in COVID, so it's been the magnitude has been lower. Still, the impact on margin seemed to be a bit more than what we were expecting. Just need to understand from your perspective what, how should we see it going forward from here?
Thanks, Shubham, for your question. If you see, and rightly said by you that it have left some time lag impact while passing on the prices either going upwards or downward. But particularly, what happened in this quarter in the month of April and May. Copper prices went up sharply, and but at that time also due to elections there were activities were less, and that much could not result to very high demand. And at the same time in the month of June, copper prices went down very sharply, so that impacted demand also, and passing on the price of increase could not be possible. But if again, as we have seen in past also, if you will see on a longer horizon of period of 12 months, then we'll be able to pass on this impact to our consumers in a lag manner. The only thing, whenever there will be very sharp correction, either upward or downward, then it may seen as an impact on profitability for a shorter term, but not on consistent or regular terms.
Hello, sir. Our next question is from the line of Manoj from Equirius. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is in continuation with FMEG margin. So obviously you highlighted like during the quarter the A&P spends were relatively higher. And second major lever that you highlighted was on the operating leverage. But if you look at during the current quarter also, despite strong sales, and obviously operating leverage would have benefited to some extent, but still the percentage loss has largely been maintained on YY basis. So just want to understand in detail, like apart from operating leverage and A&P spends, what would be the other trigger points for this break-even that you are targeting by fourth quarter of FY25? And also, if you cut down on your A&P spends, could that have a risk on your top-line performance on FMEG? First question on this, sir.
So, one of the, if we see on our advertising and sales promotion expenses, as I told earlier also, okay, this was one-time brand transition expenses which was extra. Obviously, for our FMEG business, we have to focus and we'll keep continuing expanding on spending on advertising and sales promotion. But in this quarter, if you see, first our revenue increased by 31%, then gross margin increased by 1%. And this 12 crore rupees of extra advertising spend, which is resulting to almost 5% of my revenue. That's why we were at the same level of last quarter. Otherwise, if you see going with this kind of volume growth, revenue growth, and normal advertising expenses, we are expecting to have to achieve that break-even by another 3 to 4 quarters.
Right, sir. Then secondly, how has the response been from the channel? So obviously, in the past you have indicated like it's going as per your plan, but any quality feedback that you have been receiving from the channel with regards to transitioning of the brand to ARA?
So two things are important here to note, that like this 31% revenue growth itself indicates that this our brand is transitioning in a very well and planned manner, and having very positive impact of our signature brand. And secondly, if we see like we have introduced some new product and models in quarter four of last year, which has contributed almost 18% in my revenue, which is again a very good sign of new product development and acceptance by consumers.
Correct. Noted. Sir, secondly, on wires and cables, So I would just like you to repeat the reason why the wire and cable margins deteriorated, because what I understand is your export margins are lower and that business has actually degrown. So in this context, your overall impact on margin should have been limited. So just want to understand on that.
So the major reason of reduction in margins is the raw material price volatility, one. And second, even as I given the breakup of my wire and cable growth, so since cable has grown at a higher pace than wire, and still we have to achieve the scalability in my cable segment, so cable margins are lower in compared to wire, and that is the reason that we see, this is the like two reasons, one higher growth in cable and less growth in wire, and secondly, raw material price volatility. So this has impacted my this quarter performance.
Okay, and this cable growth faster, so that's in the domestic market where you have highlighted like your cable margins would be lower as compared to wires, correct?
For time being, these are lower, but as we are on the path of getting scalability and availability of inventories, so we are expecting, there will also be expecting margin improvement by year end.
Okay, and sir, on cables capacity, how are things shaping up for the new capacity? And if you can outline any capex plans beyond FY25, because obviously we have already highlighted till FY25, how we are looking at the things overall, probably from 2 years, 3 years point of view, what should be the product mix that you are aiming internally, that would be helpful, sir.
At the beginning of FY24, we had made a capex plan of 500 crore rupees spread over FY24 and 25. And I'm happy to inform that we are on track, and this will be completed by March 25, which will help us to achieve the volume growth of what 20% we have planned for next 2 to 3 years. At the same time, now we are working on our new capex plans also, which will start from April 25 onwards. Right now, we are making these plans and will be finalize this by this quarter end.
Correct, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Achal Lohande from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. This is Achal Lohande here from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Sir, I wanted to understand in terms of the industry growth, you know, is it possible for you to comment, you know, for cables, have we gained market share, and for wires, have we gained or lost market share, if we work on a 12-month basis, you know, trailing 12-month basis? So any comment on the same?
So, Achal, if you see from industry point of view, of course, industry is doing very good growth. We have seen very good traction in demand, particularly in cable and wire also. But, of course, still cable is growing at a higher pace due to infrastructure or maybe green energy and various other initiatives. Cable is doing good. In our case, normally, if you see even historically also, we were always grown in volume terms ahead of the industry curve. And even in last 12 months, if you see, we have like achieved volume growth of almost 18 to 20%, which is like either at par or above the industry average of 13 to 14 or 15%. And even going forward also, it seems all the growth indicators are intact, and we see based on this domestic demand and even the demand from export market, it seems that next 6 to 8 years are very good for this industry, particularly for cable, and wire will also grow simultaneously, though growth rate may be somewhere down in compared to cable.
Understood. Is it possible to give us some more sense with respect to when you say that all growth indicators are intact for next 6 to 8 years, which are those 2-3 key industries, and how are we placed for those industries in terms of product offering? Are there any gaps which we need to fill, or we just have to add capacity and start selling?
So biggest growth area what we see in India is one is infrastructure, secondly even railway, defense, or maybe solar or alternative electrical manufacturing resources. So all will require wire and cable. And if you see, since we are also have our plan to have capacity expansion in terms of power cable, or even with the similar kind of machineries what we have, we can produce all kind of wire and cable. And we have capabilities, technological, technical capabilities also. So we are on right path to tap the growth sectors, what indicated by me.
Also in terms of approvals, you know, for those types of cables?
So approval, of course, this is part of regular business process only. So whenever, wherever approvals are required, we are on continuous working on those. We are not in a phase where any major approval is like which can take very longer time. So we are in regular growth area.
Got it. Sir, just one more question. With respect to capacity utilization for the quarter, is it possible to give us some sense in terms of what was the utilization for wires and also for the cables?
These are almost similar. Since we have grown by 13% and we have expanded our capacity by some removing some bottleneck also. So even if I see it cable, it is 90 to 95%. In wire, it is around 65 to 70%. In that category, we are working.
Got it. Understood. And just one more question. In terms of the capacity for the industry, we see that you know, almost all the players are talking about capacity additions. You think you know, that will create any surplus capacity, or we will be still at an industry level, we'll be still in shortage?
So at industry level, still it seems the demand is much higher than the supplies or capacity building what is being done by industry players. So at least for, as I told you, for next 8 to 2 years, we see very good demand. And secondly, even whatever capacity is being building is being done, still there are shortage, and now every expansion will require another 2 to 3 years. So I don't find any oversupply position.
Understood. That's all from my end, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Vidit Trivedi from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the wires and cables mix. Could you please share what is the mix and what is the price I've taken in the quarter?
Can you repeat, please, because your voice is not clear.
Okay. So I'm asking, what was the price hike taken during the quarter and what is the cables and wire mix during this period?
So, like wire and cable mix is almost 70% comes from wire and 30% from revenue comes from cable in my wire and cable segment. And if we see, we have seen the price hike also in this quarter when in April and May there was almost 12% copper prices were on the higher side, and at the same time in the month of June and July we have seen almost 20% decline also. So as per basic principle of our industry and company, like whenever there is a hike of plus or minus 3%, then we change our prices. So like these are directly related with our raw material prices.
Okay, and so what was the capex done during the quarter?
So capex we are working on, since this is a larger project, so like it is continuous going on, and it will be major part of this will be completed by March 25.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amol Rao from One Up Financial Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. You mentioned a figure of 12 crores for A&P, advertising and promotion, sir. So, is it correct to understand that this is a non-recurring A&P spend, that the extent of the expense will not be so high in subsequent quarters? Is that what you were implying, sir?
Yeah, your understanding is correct that this 12 crore was extra than our normal activity.
Okay, and sir, I don't want to drive home too fine a question, but is this so high because we advertised during IPL season and all? That is why, I mean, was it so high? I mean, we were doing a brand expansion exercise, so is that because we did it during IPL, the rates were so high?
No, that was not the reason. If you see our background, like the 2 years earlier, we took that Luminous brand, the home electrical business of Luminous. Yes. And we had to do brand transition from Luminous to RR Signature. And particularly ahead of the fan season or during fan season, we took this advertisement drive from Luminous to RR Signature. So that was the main purpose.
Okay, sir. So my question was answered, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Shubham Agrawal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Hello, Shubham. Hello, Shubham. Sir.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. So just a follow-up. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to, wanted your help to recall that when we were paying some amounts to Luminous as royalty, what is the amount per quarter now, and when was it supposed to end? If you can just give a brief.
As per our agreement, we had to pay, we paid 5 crore in 22 for 2 years, and since now already we have done brand transition, so now we are not paying anything. So whatever payment was done, that was upfront payment was done during the deal only. So now no recurring or any expenses we are paying to Luminous.
So now nothing is being paid. So these margins are after royalty payment. That's how.
No. First, that whatever payment we done in 22 was part of deal, and it was part of overall purchase consideration only. So there was no separate payment.
There was no recurring payment after that.
Yeah.
Every month every quarter or every year, there is no recurring payment, right?
There is no recurring payment.
Okay, and there was a sunset, right? Is that you have to transition the brand up till a specific date? What date was that? Which year?
Once we started the brand transition, then we have a 12-month period, and already we are passing through that period.
Right, sir. And when does this period end?
This will be end by December.
December 24.
December 24.
By then, you have to remove the Luminous brand in January, right? You have to
done, if you see our packing now, it is like Luminous is now RR.
Is now RR. Yeah, I saw that in the channel.
Luminous is becoming smaller and smaller.
Right. Okay, got it. That was all. Thank you.
Thank you. My next question is from the line of Ashish from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So the first question is on the cable part. You said that the capacity utilization is already at 90-95%, and you know, if you are forecasting a 30% kind of growth, do you see a capacity constraint there? And by when your capacity addition or commissioning will happen in cables?
So what capacity expansion we have planned for March 25? That is 100%, like doubling our capacity in compared to previous year. So like this will be coming in phases. So a few machines will be operational in September, October also. So this will be fulfill my additional demand volume growth.
Sure, sir. And second thing, on the margins, so if I, you know, look at your earlier comments, so one, you know, copper prices still seems to be, you know, kind of coming off. And secondly, you know, I think cables continue to grow higher versus wire, and export also, you continue to face the, you know, container shortage. So from that perspective, you know, when you look at your margin guidance of 60-80 basis point expansion, do you think it will be more, loaded towards the second half? And in 2Q also, there could be some margin pressure because mix, again, may not be extremely favorable and RM prices are also volatile?
So if you see even this industry as a whole, always the second half of the year remains like heavier than compared to first half, because in second half, you have festive season, you have year end where many projects get completed. So so it is like normal phenomena that in second half of the year, you get more business, more volumes. And secondly, like though this in this quarter, our margin decline was mainly due to very sharp volatility in copper prices. See, there will be always be volatility, but anything which is very sharp impact our margins for to some extent for a particular quarter. If we see on a yearly basis, then we will be able to recover all these losses also. And even volume growth, like even for this quarter also, whatever like delay in shipments that will be executed in this quarter. So this quarter on volume growth, we are confident that we'll be able to achieve, and the profitability will come to normalize and improvement at year end.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Manoj from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. So my question is on the distribution side. So probably since the time we have been listed, we have been emphasizing a lot on the distribution network expansion for both wires and cables as well as FMEG business. Can you share your insights, like probably how things have progressed over last 6 months? Any new markets we have identified, any markets, sunrise markets where we are scaling up very well, anything that you would like to highlight, the incremental data points on the markets and probably how we are shaping up for next 2 years?
If you see our distribution like strategy, then we have focused approach separately for both segments like FMEG and wire and cable. In FMEG, of course, we have seen a good demand growth also just by focusing on new products and distribution channel, and geographically also we are entering to new areas. Same way in wire and cable, being electricians being our major influencer. So our focus is there, and we are doing continuous activity of adding new electricians or making more and more active electricians. So this will remain in focus, being B2C business is the major segment and largest segment of our business. And this approach will continue for next 2 years also to remain and to improve our market share.
I completely agree with that, sir, but I just wanted to understand how we are shaping up, because if you look at some of the markets we were highlighting, like where we are very strong, some of the markets we were looking to scale up our presence and strengthen our presence. So probably how things are progressing over there, just wanted to understand probably the new growth opportunities, the new markets that you have identified for like next 2 years point of view, because again that would be one major driver for your outperformance versus industry. So
sure, Manoj. So this is continuous journey. As last time also I informed that we have made a very good base and network of my dealer distributor, then retailers and electrician. Though every market have different nature and it may take some time in some area, while some area we are already doing good. So by we have equal focus on our all markets, but at the same time, wherever we have our presence is not that much or our market share is less, we have made the base, and by regular focusing on that area, we will get new demand, which will be like higher than industry average, what indicated by you.
Correct, sir. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Praveen from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Thank you for a follow-up question. Sir, my question is pertaining to the export business. As you had mentioned that the July has covered your last quarter, losses because of container availability. Is it possible to quantify those numbers? And how, because still I'm, hearing the container availability or the freight rate is challenging. How you actually seen the recovery in the July?
So, Praveen, it is not recovery, complete recovery, and rightly said by you that still there are delays in shipment and container shortage also. But what I highlighted that whatever spillover of like say last quarter or Q1 of FY25, that is now getting regularized in Q2. So still there will be leftover or somewhere. But since in Q1 we had a heavy impact, but now this will be spill over to next quarter, and now we will be able to have that 15 to 20% of volume growth in export in this quarter also.
Okay. And any geographical location you can highlight where you are largely exporting to?
Yeah, our biggest market still is Europe, and still it remains the same by large.
Oh, okay. And on the, again, coming back to my earlier question on the margin, if I, consider your guidance for the margin profile, the next 9 months, you have to do around the double digit of a margin for the wire and cable. So is it the confidence you are getting in the business to deliver such a very strong double-digit margin in the next 9 months?
On a yearly basis, again, the what margin guidance we are saying, and to achieve that 60 to 80 basis point growth, we understand that we have to do better than what we have done last year. But these are looking to our volume growth and looking to our product mix, it is achievable, seems achievable.
Okay. And that September expansion, like a first phase of expansion, is at the, planned. So there is no, concern on that. So that will come up, right?
Yeah, so these are as per plan, and this will help me to that increase volume growth, what we are planning in second half of this year also.
Okay. And can you give some mix on the export, like a wire and cable? How is that?
It's like almost in that line only, like in export also our share is almost 70-30 only. So since we have not done any volume growth in this quarter, so the ratio remains the same.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just a follow-up, one clarification on the margin side of wire and cable, sir. As we understand, the growth for FY25, which would largely be cable-led. And with this also, we are expecting 60-80 bps margin improvement. Can you give us some specific area where you see that would help you to gain this improvement on FY24 base?
What happened in our like cable, particularly in cable business, though our margins are lower historically, but at the same time when I'm getting the scale of operations, my inventory availability will be improved, then I can expect good price recovery also, and that will improve my margins. So though major growth will come from cable only, and at the same time, like this year we've also introduced that Firex LSOH EBXL, though that is part of my building wire, but that I can say that that is the best available product in the market from technology point of view. So we are quite confident to get that improvement in our sales also and profitability also.
And this new product should contribute what percentage of your revenue by end of this financial year?
No, it will take some time, so it will be very tough to predict right now the share, but we are that is awareness will increase in the market. This will get momentum maybe at later half of the year, but we have not quantified yet.
All right, sir. All right, all the best. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from IKIGAI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So could you talk a bit more on the new products and the new geography within India? How's the progress there in terms of, you know, let's say, even in wires, what are the few states where you're focused on in terms of increasing your channel? And in terms of purely from a technological perspective, do you see any, what gaps are you filling up on the cable side, please, for domestic sales?
So in wire, if you see from geography point of view, we are very strong in west and north part of the country. At the same time, we are growing and exploring our growth opportunity in the south and east region also. Still in the few of the states, we have very good market share in north and west part of the country. And secondly, even in cable, earlier, since our base is very small, so still major supply area is west and north only. And since we do not have many large capacities, so south will be our top supply area.
I understand that, sir. What I was trying to say was, let's say within south and east, we have to just talk a few states in your mind, which, you know, which take maximum mind share and maximum effort. Like, which are the states you are working on to? That's one question. And second was on the product gap side. I mean, what new product should we expect from RR Kabel on the cable side for domestic market going into next 12 months?
So in cable, like we started our cable journey in 2011, and that HT cable we started in 2019 only. And if you see from industry point of view, still 65% of revenue comes from this HV-LV cables, and wire is only 35%. So in that way, since we are very small, so first we have to complete that product range. More growth will come from HV cables, where the utilities and institutionals are the bigger customers. So from there, in that area, our major sales will grow. And secondly, from geography point of view, the good thing that in last 2 years we have made very good distribution network, though my market share in few states are very less, but we have made the network of retailers and dealer distributor and getting connected with electricians. So now this is just matter of time to convert that our presence into sales and revenue growth.
Got it, sir. So the, you know, the cable gap which you mentioned that we are still under indexed on cables, the capacity expansion which will complete by March 25, that will take care of most of these products, or there will still be gaps?
So most of these products will be covered in this expansion.
Right. So we'll be starting sending that from October onwards, right? That's what you mentioned. Is that correct?
We have planned like almost 30%, if my cable business will grow at 30%, and we are already at 90-95% capacity utilization. So whatever capacity will be built in September, October, this will help me to fulfill this volume growth in second half also, and for next another 1 or 2 years also. And as of now, if we see from our product capability point of view, then already we can manufacture up to 66 kV of power cable.
Got it, sir. So moving ahead on the growth rates, you clarified that cable and wire, you know, we're still targeting 20% CAGR on volumes. This is including exports, right?
Yes, yes.
And in terms of FMEG, obviously we are looking at break-evens, but in terms of top-line growth, how should we see that segment, please?
So at revenue, we are expecting 25 to 30% of revenue growth in on a yearly basis.
And at that growth rate, will still break even, like the exit quarter of 4Q, will see zero EBIT loss, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, okay. And sir, from a CapEx perspective, I just wanted to know, what is going to be the cash outflow on CapEx for fiscal 25 only? From a cash flow statement perspective.
So even from cash flow point of view, this will be met through our internal accruals and reserves what already we have. So there will be no term loan or credit facilities for this. And this will be self-funded CapEx, which will be completed by March 25.
Yeah, Rajeshji, that is, I'm absolutely clear on that. What I was asking was, how much CapEx in terms of cash outflow will the company do for fiscal 25?
So like last year we did CapEx of 200 crores and this year what already we have done and what is planned to do will be 300 crores of cash flow outflow for the CapEx point of view.
Okay, okay, perfect. And, you know, one last question was on replacement CapEx, which basically is more maintenance, which gets capitalized in the balance sheet. Typically, on an annual basis, how much would that be?
So, though that is not very big, and this is part of 500 crore CapEx, what we have mentioned, few of this is like maintenance CapEx also, where we are changing one or two major machineries. Otherwise, major is new CapEx, but few of them are maintenance CapEx also.
Would you quantify that? Like 20 crores, is that a fair number?
That will be not very specific. I do not have that kind of figure, but not very big, that I can say.
Okay, no problem, sir. I'll come back in. Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. In the interest of time, we will take this as the last question. I will now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Gopal Kabra sir for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining this call. We appreciate your participation. If you have any questions or queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of RR Cable, which concludes this conference, thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.